to have relationships with people. And if we start at the very beginning, a very good place to start, according to Julie Andrews, which is from Genesis, we see how man fell by disobeying God. And God created man perfect, and woman, both perfect, and it all fell apart because we rebelled against him. But still, God is a God who wants to have a relationship with us. And that was all spoiled because of sin. And that's the distinctiveness of God. And in the Old Testament, we see sprinklings of between nations and individuals of the latter, of God wanting to be that relational God, being in relationship. And why is that? Because of his love. So we see the covenant with Noah. His family was saved by the flood. And the rainbow is a sign that still exists today, that a flood will never destroy all life again. A covenant between me and all life on earth. In Genesis 6, we can read about that. And this morning, I took the dog out, as usual, and all of a sudden, it started raining. It was sunny, and I thought, no, it's not raining. Somebody said it's raining, and I thought, you must be daft. Anyway, it was raining. And then I looked in the sky, and there was a rainbow there. And I thought, wow. And it's a reminder that God won't flood the earth. And we think of things like that when we think of about covenant, don't we? And with Abraham, he was called to trust God, and he was asked to move from where he lived to a long way. I think it was over 900 miles. And he was promised that he would be a great nation, that all people on earth will be blessed through him and given land for himself and his descendants. And we can read about that. And circumcision was a sign of that covenant with Moses and the Israelites. The people were brought out of slavery, and a new way, a new identity was established, including the Ten Commandments, which we still use today, with, as a sign of this covenant, a day of rest, which we know as the Sabbath. And now we celebrate it on the Lord's Day, which is today, as it happens. And this was a day of rest, and it was a good sign, really. And it was taken again from Genesis. It says that after the sixth day, God rested. And he did a lot of work in those 6 days. And then there was a covenant with David as well, to bring his people back into a relationship with God. And David was promised a descendant to establish his throne, seen and fulfilled in Jesus. And we've just celebrated Jesus' birth, and now we're in the time of Epiphany. This was where the Gentiles came in touch with Jesus, with God. So it's not just for the people of Israel, but for Gentiles as well. And those Gentiles, as it happens, came from Iran, I think, modern day Iran. And then it goes further to a new covenant, the one that we celebrate today, where God declares, I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts. I will be their God and they will be my people. They will all know me, from the least to the greatest. That's from Jeremiah 31. Then Jesus at the Last Supper says, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. So it all starts with desire. And a lot of covenants start with a desire. And we can think of covenant in the world as being an agreement between two people, two parties, and probably the one we're most familiar with is marriage. And that starts off with a desire to love someone else besides yourself, and that develops, that's a relationship developing. And that's what covenant is, in a way. And then we all make that final decision, and we stand and make vows before God to forsake all others. And sometimes as a people, I think we have to forsake all other things that the world wants to impose upon us, wants to get us involved in. But God said, no, you're my people. Commit yourselves to me. So that desire is the fundamental part of a covenant. And the upshot of the anguish of this God in Hosea is that covenant is possible, not because of a suitable partner. And sometimes that's the case, but we saw in that reading there. But because God has broken all conventions to offer new kinds of solidarity, he said, I will allure her in the wilderness and begin again. And that happens so many times to us as individuals. We have to begin again. And the start of the new year is where we can begin again. I will speak to her heart, he says, and start over. I will betroth you to me in righteousness, in justice, in loyalty, in mercy, and faithfulness, and you shall know me. This anguished poet affirms that there is a new beginning possible on earth. It's possible because God in heaven has committed all his Godhead to the wayward partner. That's us. Hosea has understood as well as anyone that God committed grief for the partner. That God's committed grief for the partner is the only ground for newness on earth. That is the ground now to be confessed, proclaimed, and practiced among us. So we're going to start this part of the covenant.